division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents of Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercat06. And I'm joined today by my astonishing co-host, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes. What's up, dude?
What's up, beautiful?
How you doing, man?
Oh, hanging in there, wishing I was playing some Division 2.
That's good. That's good. The weird thing for a second is when I was introducing you, I heard some vibrate. So I thought you were, you know, doing your thing on the show.
Well, I'm sitting on a vibrator right now. So, that was my phone.
Oh, man. I love that. We have fun. And I'm bringing up another guest because you probably heard his name. He is the patriot of the rogue agent of our rogue agent guest, which means he's here all the time and no one likes him. Jason, wow. A.K.A. Demented 24, or Demented 24.
Wow. I expect nothing less from the bitch of the week.
Dude, I just had to poke fun at you. It's funny because I was trying to think of something clever because you are like, you know, back-to-back host or guest.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've been back-to-back too.
Yeah, and I was going to say Michael Jordan of Rogue Agent guest, but I feel like that was too high of a praise. So
wow. I feel like that would have been an appropriate praise personally, but you know, that's cool. Whatever.
Patriots is better, you know. But anyways, if this is your first time listening to the show, we get together bi-weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division 2. Each and every other Monday, you can find the show on your podcast platform of choice. And if you're using Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star rating. It helps us out a lot. I feel like we're probably the only active Division 2 podcast on Apple Podcast services or any podcast services for that matter. So congratulations, guys. Wow. We've survived the apocalypse, apparently. Nice.
And still going strong.
Right. Community is a lot smaller, but it's doing well. So like if you don't have anybody to talk Division 2 with because everything is on fire, you could join our Discord channel. We definitely would love to have you in there, talk some Division 2 stuff, or if you'd like to just see our mini arguments like we just had in the spoiler channel about a small movie called Joker, definitely join. It's always fun. It's always fun. But anyways, that link will be in the show notes. Let's get into Rogue Agents. I'm going to start it off with the agent clock. I know the past couple of weeks we haven't done this, but I want to bring it back. And because I have a small rant. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I want to hear it too. What's your rant?
So the thing I love the most about Division, well, one of the things, is the apparel events. They're awesome, you know? I love getting my new outfits from my characters. It's all so fun. But this time, I have nothing but pure anger and hatred. And, you know, normally I try to find the good in everything, but I really can't. So my issue right now is I've been playing the game over the past couple weeks since the apparel event dropped. And normally by the end, I typically have all enough caches open to unlock everything. I have not. They changed things up, guys. And this is why I wanted to hear your opinion, because I know you hopped on a little bit, Jason, as well. But I don't know if you even like were trying to get any, but I've done a lot in the past few weeks, more than I've played over probably like the past month. And I've gotten 9 cash keys, and 4 of them was because we have the year 1 pass. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. So I'm just here to give you news that I'm not going to have less space outfit because I refuse to pay $20 just so I can unlock everything. I'm so pissed. I'm absolutely so pissed. Really?
Well, I'm not entirely pissed because I didn't really care a whole lot about the apparel event, but I do completely understand what you're saying though, because when I logged on, I got the 4 because I have the year 1 pass as well. And I think I maybe have earned 1 more. in the time that I've been playing. And most of it is just because I'll play for like a day, like I'll play it and get a couple of the things done that you have to do to get the keys. And then I won't play it for a couple of days and come back to it. And they've completely switched it really quickly. So that's been my problem, is that they keep changing it. And the only way you can get a key, it seemed like, was to do the event that they had, or the project that they had for it.
Oh, it gets way worse, because the project is another thing I have a huge fucking issue. Well,
okay.
Is because last week's project was it doesn't matter what faction. We'll just say Outcast. It said complete 3 Outcast bounties. Cool. That's really easy, right? I open up my bounty menu, check how many Outcasts are there. There was not a single fucking Outcast bounty. And this is for a whole week. So like,
oh man.
What the fuck? How am I supposed to complete this task? It was almost impossible. The only way that I was able to do it, the one last week, is because I kept running into the snitch, and he would drop a bounty for me, and it just happened to be Outcast. So this week rolls around. I try to do the same thing. I think it's Hyena. Can't get him to drop one to save my life. There's 2 Hyena bounties, and they're like the ones that are in the middle. So you have to do like 12 bounties in order to get that, which wouldn't be a problem. But if you remember, bounties, you use those little, the bounty tokens or intel.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't have target intel, after about like 4 like bounties, you're out of target intel. So guess what you got to do? You got to run random missions, which is no problem. I've been doing that for hours and hours and hours into this game. So I went ahead and did the invaded missions. Well, you would think I would get some keys because I kept leveling up. I kept getting field proficiency caches. I got at least 10 to 12 field efficiency caches, not one single apparel cache out of that. Yeah, not I haven't gotten any
out of that either. And the other thing too, what's funny is when I pulled to do a couple of the bounties this week, they were all Hyena. And I was like, well, I needed those last week, and now they're all Hyena now, and I can't do any of them.
It stinks so bad. Or that's not the way I want to say it. It's just, you can definitely tell that they're just trying to force you into paying for it, which I'm not that guy that hates like in-game, you know, purchases and whatnot, but that to me is so scummy that they basically designed the task to not drop. So like I literally spent like, I feel like I wasted like 20 hours into this game over these past like 4 weeks. And they even extended the apparel event because everyone was so upset. Like, why can't I drop these? Why am I not getting them when I complete or get a field efficiency cash? So they're like, hey, we bumped it up, so you're going to get more chances, more likely. Nope, kept playing, not a single one. Thought maybe it was because I wasn't in the dark zone. So today I played like 2 hours in the dark zone and just kept completing landmarks. Not a single one, not a single one. I turned it off. I looked at my wife, said, I'm so fucking pissed. She's like, why? And I was like, I want a spaceman outfit. She said, why? And I was like, because I do. That's why. But I'm so mad. And I almost spent $20 to do it. And I just said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to reward them for this behavior. You know, it's not cool.
Yeah. It sounds like they're just maybe just trying to get more money at this point. I'm not too sure why they would do that, because it was worked fine before.
Yeah, I never had every single apparel event I've completed. The only one I haven't completed was the Dark Hours, because, you know, we weren't raiding. So that just seems really, really upsetting. I'm just really mad. But that was what I wanted to talk about at Ancient Clock. That's what I've been up to. How about you guys?
I honestly, I haven't been up to much. Jason, let's go to you.
Yeah, I tried to get you guys to play with me a couple of times and got crickets whenever I posted the message. And Jamari,
we're in TikToks, huh? Man. We were in TikTok. Every time I was on, you were off. You were talking, and I was ticking. And you know,
yeah. And then the one night you're like, "Oh yeah, I'll be on." I was like, "Okay, cool." And then I was like, "I'm on now," and then you never responded. So
I did spend some time, you know, sleeping, but it's all good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good. It happens. I understand. But anyway, so yeah, I started to try to do the apparel event, but then when I realized that it was just kind of a fool's errand, I was just kind of more like, okay, well, let me start, because I never finished off the gunner stuff that you had to do. So I just started really working on that and just kind of trying to knock that out as best as I could. I'm still not 100% complete with it, but I got a little bit of that done, and really just kind of explored around, just getting gear, different things like that, just to in anticipation of being able to change my gear sets so I can have different weapons and gear towards different sets and stuff like that. So that's really about all I've been doing is all that stuff, and just having a little bit of fun with it, playing by myself, just since nobody wants to play with me. But that's about it.
By yourself is how you become stronger, sir.
Yeah.
So let's just get into the main mission then. This is obviously why you guys show up. Actually, I'm still confused on why, but this is why I believe you guys show up. So let's talk about that. We had a state of the game October 3rd, and we had a state of the game October 9th. That was the most recent. And both of them were very, like, kind of short, straight to the point, unlike this podcast. So we're going to go over a couple. And I actually changed up the format just a tad bit to make this a little bit more conversation, so I'm not just, like, a teacher and reading to you guys. I know I don't want you to go sleep on me. So in the state of the game, we had the opening, all that good stuff. They did their priority alerts and all that cool thing, all those cool things. But the first thing that they talked about was the expeditions. And the idea was to make the expeditions more rewarding. You guys remember expeditions, right?
Yeah.
Kinley College. Yeah. So yeah. They're bringing it back, actually. And they're giving you more opportunity to get that, get the rattlesnake gun. My brain's not working, so you know what it is. But anyways, you could get that gun again. But they're also adding this thing called the Mastery System, which at first I was like, ooh, this sounds really cool. But then I kind of don't care. So what it is it's essentially summed up as like a time trial. So you go to each area, like, you know, in Killing College, and each time you do like a specific one, you can level it up by like completing a certain amount of time. And then they add like different modifiers. So similar to like Underground was, where you run through a mission and there's different modifiers to it. So it seems like a neat idea, but I don't know. Like, it all depends on the amount of loot that you get for it and the quality of it, because that's the idea, is once you complete the entire mastery, you're going to get like some really, really good loot. How do you guys feel about that? I'll start with you, Wes. Does that float your boat? I know you loved the expeditions.
I hate the expeditions, but at this point I'll take anything new. It's been so long since it's really been like a solid update on the game that I just need anything to bring me back to it, you know.
I agree with you. What about you, Jason? Yeah. Since you ended up getting the Diamondback, you ended up getting that weapon on the, you know, hard work of us. But
that was probably my greatest accomplishment in this game. I literally joined you guys right as you were going to pick it up, and it still worked for me, and that was awesome. So that's fun. I like them. I like the zoo, even though there's no animals and that's kind of depressing. And I like the Camp White Oak. I wasn't a big fan of the campus as much, but the other two I thought were fun. So doing something a little bit different with those, I think, will be good. And that's one thing I liked about the game when we first started playing it, is when you went through certain missions, you went through different parts of them depending on if it was Black Tusk or who had it invaded. So I kind of like that. So maybe if it opens up areas to explore that maybe we didn't get to explore the first time through, that might be even better. But, you know, who knows?
Oh, well, I have something for you. I'm going to skip my first thing. I was going to talk about the Shepherd. I still can't say it. The Shepherd upgrades. I'll briefly go over this because I don't think any of us have been doing. Have you guys ever done like one of the Sherp? God damn it. I hate this word. Shepherd upgrades. Have you guys?
No.
I'm a mess right now. I cannot say this word. It's the bane of my existence. Well, anyways, basically what it is kind of help people do it more. They're going to add like this thing called like an endorsement bar. So the more and more and more you do it, you kind of get a level up for that. And before, it was kind of based off like sort of like a rating system. So after, say, I joined one of you guys, helped you out, you would have to leave me a rating. And most people weren't doing that. So this is like just automatic plus on top of the rating. So they're making it better. Maybe they didn't really promise much loot. They just said like vanity items. So I'm assuming that's just like clothing or skins. So I don't know. Anyways, the Black Tusks are invading some new missions. And Jason, I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but the National Zoo and Camp White Oak are now going to be invaded. And I have to say this joke because I thought it was funny, but the Black Tusks are invading the Black Tusks at Camp White Oak. So it's like black on black crime. I don't know. I feel like that was funny.
You're allowed to say that. That's okay.
Absolutely. And then the one thing I thought that was funny when they mentioned like the National Zoo, he was basically like, all right, I know this mission is really long anyways, and it basically is a stronghold, so that's what it's going to become now, which is makes sense. But we have the Black Tusk now in two new missions, so that should add to that rotation to get rid of that little bit of staleness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This was really interesting. If you're looking at the show notes, you already spoiled it, but there is a secret boss that spawns in the National Zoo that no one has found. Well, as of finding this out, no one's found it. I'm pretty sure it's found now, you know.
So you're saying it's been there all the time?
Yes, it's been in the game since the launch, like since TU5 with the new mission. There's a secret boss. There's something specific that you have to do that will trigger this boss almost like a hunter. Now, you don't get anything special out of it. It's just a normal like random loot drop, but it's just in the game. I think it has something to do with the monkeys or the bees or something. I'm not 100% sure. But
so it's not cool. It's not in like the alligator area.
No. I believe it's before you get on the Amtrak, the railway thing. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when that one big dude comes up,
just give me an alligator. That's all I want. I don't need another big guy. Let's give me an alligator.
Well, I just thought that was cool that it was something hidden in the game that literally no one has found. But now that they've mentioned it, I'm sure people have found it. So whatever. That's cool. But anyways, moving along in the state of the game, we also had some cool things about a way of getting named items. So they clarified this a little bit because, you know, in Title Update 6, we got like 38 new named items and weapons that are coming to the game. And basically, I just wanted to like clarify like how you can get these items. So automatically completing Tidal Basin when it's invaded gets you a named item, which is cool because that mission's kind of cool, but it's also really long. So that's nice to get something out of that. And of course, it's the same thing with like the heroic missions. Complete those, kill the boss, get a named item, possibly like an exotic or something as well out of that, which is cool. We should probably start doing those. Just a suggestion. And then another thing is they also, I thought this was deep myself, but there is a extremely low chance to drop a named item off of just any enemy. So any enemy in the game, you have a very, very low chance to drop one, which would be cool because you're just like fucking around and you kill someone and you're like, oh crap, I got a named item.
And that reminds me, Jamar, guess what I got yesterday?
The sweet dreams.
I got the lullaby.
Oh, the lullaby. That's what you're looking for.
Finally got the damn lullaby.
Dude, if you would have said you got the gloves, I would have been fucked.
But I can't do anything with it because I never was able to upgrade my sweet dreams. It's still on like the standard one, the standard like one, because I never updated it before I updated my bench, so I can't.
Oh, it's at like level one.
Yeah, it has to be at least at level 250 for me to combine it with the lullaby. So I can't do it. So,
well, I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe there's a way to level that up. I'll look into it because I thought I saw something
really
like Reddit to do that. I could be wrong. And if you're listening to the show and you're screaming at me that I'm wrong or that I'm right, please let us know in our Discord or on Twitter.
Please let us know, because it's literally been the bane of my existence since we started playing this game. So help a brother out.
I feel like me and you have the worst like RNG drops, whereas like Wes seems to get whatever he wants.
Right.
That's true. I got those badass gloves.
Deconstructed.
Deconstructed. I got like two pairs of them. No, I'm kidding. I don't.
But yeah, that was a wrap up for the state of the game. You know, at that point, it wasn't like a ton of new information, but it was just, hey, this is what we got. The one on the 9th, however, the most recent, I feel like this was kind of like juicy, only for one specific reason. And I know we don't really care so much, but they start to show off. They got their priority alerts. And they didn't mention it. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is weird because I kind of saw people in Reddit already a little bit upset. So as we're watching this, let me set the scene. I was watching this like 2 hours later after it already had streamed. So I saw people on Reddit like pissed off about something. I was like, when did they announce this? They waited to the end. And let me just tell you what happened. The raid, the second raid that was supposed to come with Title Update 6 is delayed until next year, 2020. And people are pissed. Like,
yeah, the internet pissed. Is it's like fractured right now. Like like people that were always been big supporters of DZ1 and DZ2, which are big name people, have bounced. And like people are like calling them out on Twitter and they're like, what? It sucks. I mean, they're not updating the game. There's less people working on it. They're delaying everything. So it shows that they're hardly working on this game anymore.
It's really sad. It's really sad. And I'm torn because, to be honest, we probably wouldn't have fucking did it anyways. We didn't complete the first one, but we had fun. I would have tried. Yeah, we would have definitely tried, and we had fun with it. But I don't see it as like a giant hole in content for me, to be honest. But the thing that it actually did make me realize is like all this exciting shit that's about to be like I'm about to go over, that's it until next year, which it's kind of sad, you know? Just to know, like, we're about to get an update here on October 15th, and then we won't have anything until like January and maybe February. That's weird.
Which is bad because when's the last update we got before this one coming up?
Of concept wise, that was Title Update 5, which I feel like now has been like three. No, it's not been that long. Maybe 2 months ago.
And look, it's only been 2 months, and look how fractured the actual like fan base is. Now, hey, let's extend it out even further and see what happens.
Yeah, it's definitely a scary time. But I mean, to be in the same breath, a lot of the stuff that they have coming up is still exciting because I'm like, we're going to go over like the episode 2 content. But like, I'm excited to have 2 more missions added. And then we have like the classified assignments and all that shit. That sounds fun. I'm sure we're going to blow through it. But at the same time, there's a new specialization. There's all the changes and fixes and everything they've done, you know, along with it. I just worry that people are just automatically like turned off now because of like the raid. And I'm like, was the raid really that important? Because I feel like it was, you know, fixing the shit that we hated was the important thing, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But now that I've made everything somber and dire and weird, that meme of that dog sitting there in the house while it's on fire, it's all fine.
This is fine.
It's fine. We're good. Episode 2, we have the content and more details about what's coming out. So we knew we were going to the Pentagon, exciting. Right? Which is really cool. I'm really excited to go to the Pentagon. I wrote a description down. I guess I'll read it because, you know, whatever. So it says, agents will discover this location of a perfusion. That's not a real word. Yes, it is. Perfusion bioreactor inside the Pentagon's underground research facility. The Black Tusks have already infiltrated the labs and are attempting to extract the reactor. Sounds pretty rad, man.
Yeah,
that sounds cool to me.
I think it'll be fun. They posted a picture or whatever, a show like inside the Pentagon. I'm like, that doesn't really do anything for me, but I'm really excited to go in here. I hope it's not like a small mission because the Pentagon is huge. So let's see how that works.
If it's gonna be like one of those kind of like with the zoo and all that stuff, I feel like it's gonna be a pretty big mission, kind of like those were.
Yeah, like a stronghold like size mission.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. So I mean, they can't like go into the Pentagon and like take pictures and stuff, right? So this is gonna be completely their imagination, which is also kind of cool because they don't have to go by certain limits of like what's in the real world. They can do it however. So
yeah,
should be interesting. Next, we're going to the DARPA labs, which I don't know if they announced this before, but that was the first time I was like, wait, I didn't know that was a thing. So that's cool. Is DARPA labs even, I don't know. Anyways, hold on.
DARPA labs is making a reappearance in a video game because like Metal Gear, you went into the DARPA labs for something. Ooh.
Metal Gear. Yeah. Well, we should stop talking about Metal Gear because Wes will get instantly upset. He's not like that.
I hate Metal Gear.
The only thing that's weird about this is like it's mentioning like DARPA Labs. I could be stupid and I could have wrote this down wrong, but I'm gonna read it anyways. Players must make their way through the Pentagon and into the DARPA labs. So I'm just going to stop there. Is this going to be all in the same map?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So it sounds like...
That's a bummer to me.
Unless it's a bit, unless it's a huge map. I mean, it could be... So the Pentagon's the top, the Pentagon's the top level, then you get the DARPA labs at the bottom of it.
True, true, true. Okay, okay. Well, as the Black Tusks are in the process of transporting the fusion bioreactor through an abandoned Cold War tunnel network. Okay, so we're going underground.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in DARPA. I'm cool. I don't care. It's new content, really, right? I think that's good either way. I have no quarrels. I'm assuming you don't either.
I don't. Right, so
fuck it. And then they also got the information about the classified assignments for the VIP year one pass holders. I bet you guys are feeling real good that we gave them an extra, $40 on top of the game. Woo!
Yeah,
it's great content.
Take my money.
Take my money, except my $20. I will not give that to them. So we have the marina and the embassy, the Mexican embassy, to be exact, which is cool. I don't know why I said it that way, but it's cool. So I'm going to read the description for that. And I actually shortened this down because it was like a whole paragraph. But anyways, our mission is to stop the outcasts from moving supplies and weapons out of a boathouse on the Potomac River. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's outcast and not Black Tusk because I feel like we're going to have a lot of Black Tusk. But the embassy is outcast as well. And this one seems pretty rad. I condensed it down and it probably was lame, but the whole paragraph was pretty cool. But anyways, basically what happens is a JTF helicopter gets shot down by the outcast and it crashed into the embassy. So we have to go there, recover the pilot and some other stuff that was on there. That's sounds like a Mission Impossible type deal. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
But the most important thing about the classified assignments coming back is new backpack trophies. So maybe they can make me happy.
I'm all about the backpack trophies. Hell yeah. Let's do it.
hopefully. But yeah, after they talked about that, there was something pretty cool. The specialization, which I really wish I got to just watch this and not know it, but obviously I went into Reddit ahead of time. But the new specialization is the technician. Words are tough, dude.
Were you saying technician?
Technician. Yeah, that's exactly
saying,
what I said.
Were you saying tactician?
Technician.
Tech nine?
Technician. Technician in Spanish, if you didn't know. Anyways, so we have our new specialization. We got the gunner last time, and now we have the technician. And the technician is basically like this super robotic kind of guy. And not that he's an actual robot or she, because my character is a girl. But it's all about skills and affecting skills, which is kind of cool to me. Really, really cool. So the reason why I say that, we all know you guys guessed it before. I believe we talked about this in the chat or maybe just playing the game. But we're like, what is the signature weapon going to be? It's obviously a rocket launcher, of course, because that makes sense. But it is a 6-missile rocket launcher, and you can lock on to different enemies and shoot 6 all at once. That's pretty dope.
Wow.
I'm into that.
That's dope, right? And then you can either stack it on character or NPC, or you can switch it to multiple ones. It just seems really cool. I would love for us to just be running through with 3 of these, and then we just boop, 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 and then just missiles go crazy. Then we got our balls going, and
Don't talk about my balls, okay?
Yeah. Our balls going, our turrets going, and we just got missiles flying.
Sir, I am married. I appreciate the advance, but I am married.
She knows. the other thing they had is a the specialization skill. So you know how you get a special skill for each specialization. This one actually introduces a new hive, which if you thought I messed up words earlier, get ready.
Artifier. It's gotta be a fire. Artifier.
Artifier.
It's F-I-E-R. So T-I-F-I-E-R. Artifier. Yeah.
We'll go with that. Artifier. But anyways, it's a hive.
Maybe it's
a hive. How about I defer to your pronunciation? Ooh. Anyway, so what it does specifically, other than make us like waste time trying to pronounce it.
No. That was smooth.
Hey, man, I've been podcasting for, 28 episodes? We got this down.
Yeah.
Plus all the other stuff we've been doing. We're actually professionals. Anyways, it buffs skills. Okay, that's the response I was expecting, but this is how it buffs the skills. So take this out, for example. You guys are about to roll your balls. What up? I dropped this hive. Your balls roll through my effective area of the hives. This is sounding real sexual. So the balls roll through. It buffs those, so they have either higher damage or more duration for like a turret or like a drone, for example. If you got your drone out, your drone will actually come back to my hive and heal itself, like repair it. So it's really cool. So you could basically be like kind of the repair man of the group. You know who's the repair man of a group that I really like? The Ninja Turtles, Donatello. That's the connection that I made, and that's why I really like this.
So that means you're going to be the designated hive artifier hive guy. All right, got it.
But it's pretty dope. And also another thing with the hives in general, if you drop a hive by mistake, which I know I've done like a million times, you can actually pick it back up now. Because the hives, instead of being like time-based or cooldown, it's off of a charge. So if you drop a hive and it sits there for like, 5-10 seconds, whatever, it loses charge, you can pick it back up at that same charge. Once it gets to the completely empty, then that's when it cools down. You go by the charge again. So that's kind of cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I get to be
really cool.
Donatello.
Yeah, cool.
That's really cool.
Cool.
Another cool thing, they showed off a lot of things with like the skill tree, and then they show like some in it. That's all for you to go, watching it, because I can't obviously depict that through audio. But there is a new pistol that you get with it too, and it's called the Maxim 9. And it looks like something from like Halo or something like that. But the cool thing is it has a silencer built into it, which is kind of cool.
Oh yeah.
Kind of cool. I don't know. So how are you guys feeling about the technician specialization? And for us VIP members who spent $40 extra on the game, we get it completely unlocked day one, which is October 15th. So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like something you'd like for sure.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. So I'm pretty excited for that. But overall, that's pretty much where we're getting episode 2, minus the raid. But obviously with TU6, we have all of the mega changes that are coming to the game. So with that on top of the content, what does it do for your hype? Now, keep this in mind. October 15th is when this drops. For everyone else who it didn't give them an extra $40, I'm going to keep saying it now. It's not a year one pass holder. It's whoever paid you extra money. We get it October 15th. Everyone else has to wait for the content until October 22nd. But that doesn't matter, because we're rich and we gave them extra $40. So,
right.
Where's your guys' hype? If you haven't noticed, I moved the hype check to the end because I wanted to see where you guys are at. I want to get a temperature for October 15th.
I'm excited. I want to play it again a little bit more with you guys. So I'm hyped about it.
Like, I'm like a 6 out of 10 on the scale. I want to check it out, but I haven't played the game in so long that I can't be up there too high just yet. Now if I play it's solid. Yeah. I'm excited.
I kind of like agree with you in that aspect. Thanks, Jason, for giving me a number.
I'm sorry. My hype is at about a 7.5 out of 10. Is that better?
Thank you, Patriot of Rogue Agent Guest.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I agree with you. Like, I'm still like a little bit above middle. So that 6.5 or 6 is like a kind of good idea for me. But I also think it's because I don't realize all the changes that are going to happen. So like inventory stuff, gear, all that stuff, like compound it. It seems like theoretical right now. But once we actually get our hands on that, that could be a game changer for me and get me excited again. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready for it. I want to see some different stuff, and I'm excited to play the Pentagon mission and the Darker Lab stuff more than anything. So
That's cool.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Since you guys are super excited, we're going to do it October 15th, right?
I'll check it out.
Okay, because I'm leaving. I'm leaving October 16th, so we have to at least do the two missions. Right, or I'll cry.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
All right. All right. That works.
I'll put you in my calendar right now. That's
okay. Now that
Tuesday,
five people will hear Tuesday. This, you can't back out now because they will be upset with you.
Wait, only five people listen to the show. Are you sure we survived the apocalypse?
I mean, it honestly, to be 100% honest, and this is, you know, just, you know, behind the scenes, I really do appreciate the people that we have that are listening. They are like super dedicated to keep coming back and listening to a show about the game that, in all intents and purposes, is kind of dying.
Yeah.
But I think it's only because we're like, not we, but the collective we are becoming a little too negative too quick because, you know, there's a game out there that came out earlier this year that died. I don't know if you guys remember it because I went to the funeral. It was Anthem. That game died.
Yeah, it did.
Died. Like, straight up dead. So, like, at least it's not Anthem. That's the only thing I can look forward to. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Yeah.
But with that being said, on another somber note, no, we cannot just end happy. I don't know what it is. But anyways, if you'd like to get some more information from us, or not really more information, but more content, you can definitely follow us on Twitter at Media Junkie Vids with an S, because there we have some cool stuff. Like, Jake has been actually quite entertaining, and he also updates all the time, or we update, I guess, when the new podcast comes out. That's what we do. So even though Division 2 has been a little bit depressing, we have something that we're actually about to record now after this that is slightly less depressing, only because we make fun of each other. And that is Fanboy Fight Club, which is a podcast that we really, really, really enjoy making. So go ahead, search Media Junkie in your podcast platform. You can find that. Also, when you search Media Junkie, you will see Jason.
The Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast. So, yeah, if you're a WWE fan, AEW, whatever, you can check us out. We just actually posted a new episode today, which is, when's this post, on Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
It's posted on Monday. So it posted yesterday, then, if you're listening to this. So you could check that out. Actually, I feel like Fanboy Fight Club kind of came out of us a little bit in that episode, because Mike and I were going back and forth pretty intently, and Kevin, who's usually kind of the more somber one of the group, actually kind of got into it with us as well. So it was definitely one of our more lively episodes. So definitely check it out. We had a lot of fun recording it. So we just kind of talk about all the good things, bad things, even the ugly things that are going on in professional wrestling. We give our takes on things like the WWE draft that just happened and stuff like that. So if you want to hear our opinions, you can tweet at us at @liveyourgimmick and share us with yours.
Man, that was so much more professional than what I did for Fanboy Fight Club. So
I've been doing this a long time now, Jamar. I'm a professional.
But yeah, so, man, I feel like I should rehash it, but Fanboy Fight Club is a podcast. Just listen.
Yeah,
I promise you it'll be fun. We're actually recording. Yeah, we basically just come up with cool and creative ideas that we pitch, almost like Shark Tank in a sense, except for we fight each other, which is really fun. And I actually have a theme park idea that I think is going to be really cool. And on the show, I am the bitch of the week. So if you'd like to figure out what that means, definitely watch the show. But other than that, the most important thing is keeping the community strong with Division. I know we try to keep a positive outlook, and if you're listening to the show, you probably are keeping a positive outlook of the game as well. So try and share this with some friends that you know who actually are really into the Division still and don't see it as like the end of the world for this game. We'd love to have people like that watching, enjoying our content. And again, don't forget, hit us up in Discord. We'll be there. And am I missing something else? Yes, I am. I'm missing our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is pretty awesome. There's some fun things. I'm going to try and put some more clips of things that we do in gaming. Like, I never uploaded the video of Wes falling asleep while we're playing Borderlands. So if you're curious what that is all about, definitely check out youtube.com/mediajunkie without an S. And that's all my pimping I've done. It's time to end the show with the hashtag rung around the world. So awesome that Massive has no clue that we're doing it. So
I went in Cambodia recently, and I was there, and I heard some guy go, "Let's go rogue." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And yeah, no, he heard it from our podcast, Cambodia, right?
That's crazy. Dude, that's crazy. I was actually in Brazil, so I heard the same thing. I was buying a papaya. I think is what they call it down there. He was like wrapping it up in aluminum foil, and I looked back and I nodded to the guy that was behind me, and he said, "Let's go rogue." Oh shit. That's crazy. So we're down in Brazil, man.
Such exotic places. I just heard it from some guy at the Walmart down the road, so
he was probably going rogue for other reasons.
Yeah.
Well, hashtag let's go rogue.
Let's go rogue.